Hey everyone, welcome back to Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the secret hack between Midjourney and DALL-E for creating those eye-catching thumbnails. I can't wait to hear more. Right? It's such a hot topic right now. So let's start with the basics. If you're creating videos or articles, you know you need good visual hooks, right? Yeah, totally. But it sounds like there's a big showdown happening between Midjourney and DALL-E. What's the scoop on that? Great question. As of early 2025, Midjourney holds about 42% of the market share among AI art tools, while DALL-E is right behind at around 32%. They both have their strengths, which is why the debate is so relevant for creators. Oh, wow. So, what makes them different? I'm curious about their unique qualities. Well, it boils down to what each tool does best. Midjourney excels in creating hyper-realistic images, while DALL-E shines when it comes to text and specific detail edits. Combining the two can really take your thumbnails to the next level. That's really interesting. So it sounds like it's not just about picking one over the other, right? Exactly. Here's the hack. You don't choose one. You actually use both. This hybrid workflow is something that many top creators are adopting. It can lead to up to a 3xx increase in click-through rates. Whoa, that's a huge boost. Can you break down how this hybrid method actually works? Sure. You start by using Midjourney to create that stunning eye-catching base image. After that, you bring that image into DALL-E to add text and fine-tune specific details. Midjourney struggles with text, but DALL-E is great for precision. That makes so much sense. It's like using the best of both worlds. But why should creators even bother with AI-generated graphics in the first place? Excellent point. According to a 2025 analytics study by TubeBuddy, AI-generated graphics can boost click-through rates by around 37% on average. That's a significant jump. If you're ignoring this, you're really leaving views on the table. So, it's not just about the aesthetics, but there's actual data backing it up. What about the experience for beginners, though? I imagine that could be a bit tricky. Absolutely. Beginners often struggle with Midjourney because it requires using Discord, which can be confusing. Around 52% of newcomers hit a wall because they're not familiar with the commands. DALL-E 3, on the other hand, has a much more user-friendly interface since it's integrated directly with ChatGPT. Right, so it sounds like DALL-E is the go-to for quick starts, while Midjourney offers deeper customization if you can get past that learning curve. Exactly. And for those intermediate users, they need to watch out for what we call style drift. DALL-E can show significant variance in style, which can be frustrating when you're trying to create a cohesive series of graphics. Ugh, that sounds like a headache. So what's the best way to avoid those common pitfalls? Well, one major mistake I see often is improper text rendering. About 71% of professionals waste hours fixing misspelled AI text. That's why the hybrid method is crucial. Midjourney can handle the visuals while DALL-E sorts out the text. So it's all about knowing the strengths and weaknesses of each tool, huh? What about costs? Is it more economical to use these AI tools over manual editing? Definitely. A recent Forbes survey showed that users optimizing their graphics this way see a return on their subscription costs that's up to 5x. Plus, it significantly cuts down creation time, down from 45 minutes to just about 4.2 minutes. Wow, that's a game changer. Creators could be spending that saved time actually filming or scripting instead of fiddling with editing software. Alex. Exactly. And looking ahead, platforms are prioritizing emotional face-heavy visuals. Midjourney's latest updates deliver faster renders specifically optimized for 16:9 formats, making it essential for staying relevant. Okay, so now I want to dive into getting started with this setup. What's your advice for newbies looking to try this out? First off, getting your prompts dialed in is key. Use a structured approach. A popular formula is to describe your thumbnail as cinematic subject thumbnail, dramatic lighting, bold text overlay. This can boost your click-through rate by nearly 28% right from the start. That sounds easy enough to follow, and testing is essential too, right? Exactly. What works for one niche might not work for another, so keep that in mind. And remember, YouTube guidelines suggest keeping visuals clear and readable, especially on mobile. Thanks for these insights. It sounds like combining Midjourney and DALL-E can really optimize thumbnail creation and engagement. For sure. Just remember, with the right hybrid approach, you can achieve both artistic flair and precision. So to wrap this up, if creators are facing low click-through rates, they should definitely consider this hybrid workflow to level up their thumbnails. Couldn't agree more. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. We hope you find these tips valuable, and we'll catch you in the next one.